Blog Talk Radio.
Kingdom down, Lord Jesus. Oh, Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Against building, building your kingdom, yeah. Oh, all those lame, you know what Satan? Satan. But the preachers are gonna preach your kingdom down. Good God Almighty, and yes, but the preachers
are gonna preach
your kingdom down. Oh yes, you've been building your kingdom. Oh yes, not only that, but listen up, for the mothers are going to pray, pray your kingdom down. Good God Almighty,
for
the mothers
are going to pray your kingdom down.
You know what, you know what,
you've been
not only that, but listen, 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 listen. Satan, we're gonna tear your kingdom down. Yes, we are. Oh, Satan,
Satan,
we're gonna bring it down. I got one more verse, listen. But the deacons are gonna pray your kingdom down. Glory be to God
for the deacons.
Yes, God's morning, and definitely we are going to tear Satan's kingdom down, because we're going to push through and never give up. And welcome to the Purpose of Closures Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Cassandra Brand. Normally, first I want to apologize, because normally we're on at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I want to share this testimony first. So I get up at 4 a.m. And today I just sort of like pushed the snooze button. And I wanted to learn a little bit more about my alarm. I'm going to make a long story short. I still got up at 4:30 you know, regular routine, and because just push play because I set up content yesterday for today. All of a sudden, computer don't work. Phone, I'm trying to do it over the phone. That didn't work. Normally, I would get so upset and just be like, forget it. You know, I'll do it tomorrow. But I was very calm, very calm. And I prayed, asked the Holy Spirit to guide me, work me through it. And I did try. I tried another computer. That wouldn't upload. I still remained calm. I didn't give up. So once it got to about, because I have to sign in 15 minutes before it starts. Once it got to like about 5 minutes, I said, okay, I'm just going to postpone it to 6 a.m. I'm not going to cancel the show. I'm going to show up. Okay? I am the show. The Holy Spirit is in me, and it has to show up. It has to show up. Because greater is he that is in me, that is he that is in the world. So I just want to give that short testimony. And even yesterday, you know, yesterday was very interesting as well. But I just wanted to share that to encourage you that these affirmations, they really work. They really work. Some people say, what is that? Affirmations is confessions, just like you do in church. Except you say, I am. I am. Even God said, Jesus said, I am who I am. There's nothing else but who he is. God Almighty. So let's do our confirmations, our affirmations. Because today I'm a little behind, but I'm right on time. And I have to get Dad up and Mom and feed him. He has dialysis today. So the schedule is tight, but it's right. Never give up. Just push through. Let's do our affirmations, okay?
It's time to create your reality. It's time to consciously choose the life you desire. And it all begins by what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. If you want change in your life, it begins by changing your thoughts. And in changing your thoughts, you are shifting or shedding old ways and moving into a new reality. Use these affirmations to begin to program your subconscious mind. By listening to them entering your conscious mind, you will begin to imprint your subconscious mind. And not necessarily asking how change will occur, but rather just allowing, trusting, letting go, and allow your new thoughts to be born when divine timing is called. Listen to these affirmations for 30 days at any time, preferably as you drift off to sleep, to allow them to enter into your subconscious mind with a greater ease, and simply observe the changes that you will begin to see in your life as they unfold. Be the change that you would like to see in your world. It all starts with you. Many blessings to you of abundance, love, and happiness. I am improving myself on a daily basis. I have the power to change. I take care of myself. I am naturally confident and successful. I am grateful for all I have in my life. I am constantly growing and developing. I use positive self-talk on a daily basis. I believe in me. I love and respect myself. I encourage myself and others. I am fully confident in who I am. Pay attention to the good things in my life. I am at peace with who I am. I choose to forgive myself and others. I am respectful to others. I feel confident with who I am. Positive self-talk ensures my independence. I am healthy, wealthy, and wise. I create my own reality from my heart and mind. My body is beautiful. I take time to relax before going to bed. Dreaming my purpose into being right in this very moment. I practice patience each day. I am at peace with myself. I take care of my physical body. I live each day moment to moment. I am the co-creator of my life. I make good decisions each day. I live in a world where I am valued. Have inner peace. I am stress-free. I am comfortable with myself. I live my life with abundance. I believe in myself. It's okay to be me. I respect Mother Nature and divine timing. I am a positive thinker. I accept myself for who I am. I see the world for what it is. I feel comfortable in my own space. I am moving on from my past. I always take the time to wind down at the end of the day. I am on the path to a better future. okay to feel all of my feelings. I take 100% responsibility for my life. My mind is focused on creating a better future. I am courageous. I am brave. I am relaxed and calm. I am fearless. I always stand up for myself.
And I am grateful. Well, I'm telling you, the affirmations are powerful. Because you're speaking those words with your seeds into existence. You are creating your own reality. Our prayer for today is prayers for resentment and bitterness. Now, I'm quite sure I'm not the only one that has experienced this. But first of all things, let's get understanding. What is resentment? It's a negative emotional reaction to being mistreated. There is no one cause of resentment, but most cases involve an underlying sense of being mistreated or wronged by another person. Experiencing frustration and disappointment is a normal part of life. It's life. You can't control what people do, but you can control what you choose to do and how to react. Because that resentment does turn into bitterness. What are the signs of resentment? Continue or reoccurring feelings of a strong emotion, such as anger when thinking about a specific interaction or experience. Have you experienced this before? That is one sign of resentment. Inability to stop thinking about the event that triggered the strong emotion. You know how you just go over and over every time you come in contact with a person that you've allowed them to. Have you experienced that disappointment or you felt mistreated? And every time you see them or you hear their voice, it just triggers you because you feel like you was traumatized. Feelings of regret that you even consider trusting a person. And then that's where that disappointment comes in. Fear or avoidance of conflicts. Tensed relationships. Now, I have tense relationships, mostly with my family. And if I didn't care, it probably wouldn't even bother me. But usually it's the people that you really love and care about. So what is a resentment in a relationship? Hovering somewhere between anger and disappointment. Resentment is a nagging feeling that you've been treated unfairly in some way by another person. I've experienced with my sister, my daughters. Well, one daughter, actually. And even my son, even my mom, my dad. So that's pretty close. Or in a romantic relationship, my children's father, or my son's father. Bless his soul. This emotion can be challenging to identify, yet highly destructive, eroding away at the very fibers that holds two people together. Wow, that's powerful. You know, that's powerful. But you know, resentment is a form of hate. The difference between resentment and hate is that resentment is usually tied to a specific circumstances. You hate somebody in general, but you resent them for a particular event. And you know why resentment is so toxic? It blocks partners from moving towards each other to repair deep hurts. You ever had a wound? And back in the days, they say, well, just peel the scab off and it'll heal itself. Well, you have to actually work on that wound. Keep it clean. Nourish it. Pay attention to it. Wounds just don't heal itself. Because if you don't clean it or pay attention to it, it could become infected if you just ignore it. Amen. Now, as I just shared with you, my experience is really with my family. So what is the root that caused resentment? Or can you resent someone that you love? Resentment and anger in love relationships are unlike the variations of those emotions and other social contents. Many people are resentful or angry only in love. Only those we love can remind us that we may be unlovable or inadequate as love partners. So it's not the other people. People are not your problem. Okay? People are not your problem. What is the root cause of resentment? And harboring of ill will, displeasure, or anger against someone who you feel has wronged or hurt you in the past and you couldn't stop it. It only occurs in couples, like when one or both parties feel hurt or offended by the other and think their actions were deliberate. So when you think people are deliberately wronging you, which I give you an example. My own sister jumped on me. I didn't make this first swing. She swanged at me. And I forgive her. I just don't trust her. So how do you break resentment? Acknowledge that you are full of resentment. Recognize the cause of resentment. And take responsibility for your emotions. Practice being present. Cultivate forgiveness. Find relaxation techniques that work for you. You can exercise daily or just take a break. Meaning, you know, don't, you know, speak with that person or just stay away for a while. Can you reverse resentment? Yes, you can. You could try. And we're going to have a prayer for resentment and bitterness because those two works together. The only way you can know if what's probable can become possible is to name it as a problem and give it your very best effort. One thing you can know for sure is that if you don't try to address the resentment, it won't go away by itself. So you don't ignore people. You don't hurt people and don't ignore people. When you take a break and that will strengthen you, give you time to think, time to breathe, most important thing on this earth is breath, air, because you don't have it, you ain't going to live. So sometimes you need to do that just to stay alive, just breathe. Now, can a relationship survive through resentment? Marriages can recover from resentment, but it takes time and consistent effort from both partners. You can't just do it when you feel like you want to talk. You know, you just, sometimes it's just best to listen. See, that's what Jesus did. He died to himself. And I want to make it clear that I am a believer. I believe in God. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe that Jesus did die on the cross and rose 3 days. And that's what we have to do. We have to carry our own cross and die to ourselves so that we can rise up. Mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially. We are on a limited time today because I did start a little bit later as usual. So I'm just going to go over some results or some results or things to do to build resentment in a relationship. What builds resentment in a relationship? Okay. When resentment in a relationship can grow, when the couple starts to focus on their partner's faults, flaws, and mistakes, when you're looking at what that person doing. Obstacles are the only thing that you see when you take your eyes off the goal. This leads to negative feelings and makes it more difficult to find things to appreciate about them. It can also be caused by a long-term issue that has not been addressed and remains unresolved. And you can't resolve it by jumping and arguing and screaming and hitting and beating on people. What is an example of resentment? You bore bitter feelings of resentment towards, like, your ex. You feel with resentment at your boss. You know, that's just an example. Now, these are the emotions that resentment falls under. Terity, that's Terity, emotions. Our emotions experience as a consequence of experiencing a secondary emotion. Resentment is an emotion that comes after rage. Secondary, that comes after experience, anger, primary. Like I always say, you know, unforgiveness brings anger. Anger brings bitterness, and then bitterness brings hate. I've spoken on an episode a while ago about that. And so this all works together. But this is what the Bible says about anger. It does tell us to let go of any resentful feelings towards others. These are some scriptures that you can look into. Ephesians 4:31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice, because malice is not a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, I believe it is, tells you about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Jesus does not want us to hold bitter feelings towards others in our lives. It's wrong. It's wrong. Now, is resentment a jealousy?
Now, jealousy seems akin to envy and involving resentment and attributions of responsibility. However, resentment and attributions of responsibilities have much greater odds of being rational when present in jealousy than in envy. We often think of jealousy as intimately tied to romantic love, but it's not. Sometimes people want to look like you, be like you, live like you, but they don't understand the back office or the work. Let me get a sip of water. Excuse me. Everyone has to carry their own cross. You have to carry your own cross. Now, this is what happens. Holding grudges can often mean holding anger and stress. A 2021 large-scale study analyzed the daily emotional response of over 20,000 people and found that intense high negative emotions such as anger, stress, and associated with high blood pressure and heart rate reactions. So it can actually kill you. It can cause a stroke, heart attack, all different kinds of chronic diseases. You gotta let that go. It's not worth it. Let it go. Now, is resentment based on selfishness? Resentment is the feeling that you did not get your way in the past. These feelings are therefore based on selfishness. Get your wants fulfilled. Wow. That went through me for a loop. Now, this is a very good topic, but before we end this episode, I just want to ask you to follow this broadcast to receive notifications. You can contact me via email, purposeclosure@gmail.com, and subscribe to my channel, my YouTube channel, and check out my website. Those links and information is on the homepage of this this blog talk. I thank you all for your listeners, people that's calling in. I'm here to serve, not to be served. I'm here to serve the kingdom of God in my own capacity with my own gifts that he's given me. Not like no Sarah Jakes or a Joyce Myers or I'm Cassandra Brand. Cassandra Brand. I am who I am. No one else. I'm at peace with myself and who I am. And I'm grateful for the gift that God's given me. And that's what we got to come to. Because when you get to that part, you have no room in your life for resentment or jealousy. Because bitterness will kill you slowly. It's just like high blood pressure, a silent killer. It's just like diabetes, a silent killer. So who needs all that through the root of bitterness and resentment? Amen? So let's pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Father, help us to let go of all bitterness and resentment. You are the one who binds up and heals the broken heart. We receive your anointing that breaks and destroys every yoke of bondage. We receive healing by faith according to your word, Isaiah 53:5. And with his stripes we are healed. Thank you for sending us your Holy Spirit. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit as a wonderful counselor. Thank you for helping us work out our salvation with fear and trembling, for it is you, Father, who works in us to will and to act according to your good purpose. In the name of Jesus, we choose to forgive those who have wronged us. We choose to live in life of forgiveness because you have forgiven us. We repent of all resentment, bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. We desire to be kind and compassionate to others, forgiving them just as in Christ you forgave us. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. For we know that without holiness, no one will see you. No one will see you. We will watch and pray that we will not enter into temptation or cause others to stumble. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you watch over your word to perform it, and that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We declare that we have overcome resentment and bitterness by the blood of Jesus and by the word of our testimony. Amen and amen. Sometimes we be holding stuff and be operating in a spirit of resentment and bitterness, excuse me, and don't even realize it because we're too busy looking at how the situation made you feel. Don't ever give no one that much power over your feelings or your peace. Got to protect your energy. Well, we're going to end this with the praise and worship. I love this young man. When he sung this song and ushered it in worship, he was only 12 years old. 12 years old. Powerful worship. So let this prayer rest in your spirit. And love yourself. Give yourself a big hug. Kiss yourself. Kiss yourself. Right now, just meditate, praise and worship God. And you all have a very blessed and productive day. See you tomorrow. Ciao.
Oh, God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name.